Let's talk about tweets and take a quiz so we can find out who the smartest one is. What happened this week in Survivor?
Yeah, that is the sounds of Will from America singing the theme song to This Week in Survivor, the hottest up-and-coming Survivor podcast of quarter four. And here we are to talk about everything that's going on here with my co-host, the great Mr. Jordan Kalish.
How's it going, Rob?
Oh, it is great. I'm very excited because today we have a guest here who lost a bet and he's here. My favorite way to get a person on the podcast. For those of you who don't know this man, he is the co-host of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. He also was my co-host for the Seinfeld post-show recap for the uninitiated. We podcast about a season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, although I don't know if we'll do weekly recaps for the upcoming Curb Your Enthusiasm season. And he's also the co-host and founder of the 32 Fans podcast, talking about the NFL and sports at large and a bunch of other nonsense. Please welcome the man they call Wienerker, Akiva Wienerker.
So I'm the founder of 32 Fans, but I'm just a co-host of RNAP. Who founded Robin Akiva Need a Podcast?
You want me to call you the co-founder of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast?
I don't think anybody's ever been called the founder of any podcast.
Oh, contraire, mon frère.
What would Chester say to you, to Rob calling you the founder of 32 Fans? I think Chester would have something to say about that.
He was doing it before Chester.
Rob is a historian. That's true.
Yes. You ever hear a guy named Ari Gold?
That's right.
The one from Entourage or the one who's
We're losing people. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Here we are. I'm very excited to have Akiva here with us to talk about Survivor. Akiva, of course, he and I have talked about the ultimate Matt rankings, King of the Mats on the most recent episode of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. Apparently, Jordan Kalish and I have already done that exercise for Survivor with Matt Liguori a few weeks back. But here you are, Akiva. Are you pumped up to talk about some Survivor?
I guess I am. What can you explain for the uninitiated and me who forgot? What was the bet we made that I lost that I had to come on this show?
Way back when, it was probably the second week of the Survivor season. First week of October, you and I were podcasting on Robin Akiva Need a Podcast, and we had the This Week in Robin Akiva History quiz with the aforementioned Mr. Jordan Kalish. And in a huge come from behind victory, I ended up being the winner, and the stakes were if I lost, then I had to go double or nothing on wife genie wishes, where I had to then grant 6 wishes for my wife. And then if you lost, you were going to appear on this podcast.
Okay. I in hindsight, like, you having to do a lot of wishes for your wife wasn't a lot of upside for me.
Yeah. Hey.
So that was a dumb bet.
Okay. All right. Well, you're here and you resisted.
You
for
want
a
double
long time.
Or nothing?
On what? On if I win Twitch today?
I don't know.
To come back for next season?
No, I have something about 12 wife wishes. I don't know.
Okay.
One a month for the whole 2020.
Okay. All right. But Kiva is here. What was the trepidation here to be on this podcast? Was it that you didn't want to take the quiz, or you have a problem with Jordan Kalish?
I have no problem with Jordan Kalish. Jordan Kalish has come on 32 Fans many times. He's my friend. Can I tell you, I went to the Jets-Giants game last month.
Mm-hmm.
And can I tell you, the crew, it was as the children are saying nowadays, pretty lit.
Yeah.
It was myself, Akiva Wienerker, my father, Rabbi Louis Wienerker, my 90-year-old grandfather, Howard Wienerker, and Jordan Kalish. That was our crew at the Jets-Giants game. So, listen, Jordan, even though sometimes I mean to him on podcasts, we're friends in real life. It's not an anti-Jordan thing. First of all, it's 2:32 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I'd have to do this at night. And I already do 3 podcasts a week. Who wants to do 4 podcasts in a week? I know you would never want to do that, Rob.
Right. When you went to the Jets-Giants game, did Jordan Kalish recruit any of your relatives to play in fake Survivor seasons?
I will say, my dad was sitting next to Jordan, because I sit next to Grandpa, and my father was just making small talk with him, and my father said, like, how do you know Akiva? And he said, oh, I podcast with Rob. And then my dad asked, a very faithful question, what kind of podcast do you do with Rob? And then Jordan had to explain, like, well, are you familiar with the television show Survivor? Which my dad probably isn't.
Yeah.
And then, like, had to explain, like, well, we don't talk about that. We do, like, a quiz based on historical events of that. So my dad, I think my dad is a rabbi and he's 60, but he started giving Jordan a wedgie. I don't know.
Jordan, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. I started basketball coaching this week. I have a team of 21 middle school kids, which is way too many for a basketball team. So it's a little bit stressful, but what are you going to do? That's who signed up. I'm not allowed to make cuts. I've been teaching like usual. So pretty good, but crazy week.
Okay. All right.
Jets and Giants games. No Jets Giants games with three Winnikers this week.
All right. Well, let's get into this week in Survivor, because Akiva, this was a real miracle that happened on Survivor this week. A real Festivus miracle that we have no idea what's coming up here on Survivor week after week. And this was the week that you were scheduled to appear. We have no sort of advanced knowledge, and really, the biggest Seinfeld Survivor crossover of all time occurred on the episode this week. And we had that when Karishma was explaining about Nora's grievances. And here's what she had to say.
Nora was very vocal about how upset she was. There was a bit of an airing of grievances. I mean, call it Festivus. There was an airing of grievances going on.
So, Akiva, can you believe it?
I could believe it. It's like a really popular thing.
Yeah.
Like, did you think we were the only people who've seen Seinfeld? Like, people on Survivor aren't real and they can't watch TV?
I don't think that we're the only people that have ever seen Seinfeld, but it's been 39 seasons and we don't really get
one
that many
Seinfeld reference.
Well, I thought about this week. I talked about this during the live show. Is that the only Seinfeld reference in the history of the show? And I'm surprised that nobody pointed this out to my attention, because I believe there was one that came from last season when there was an exchange between Aurora and Ron Clark, where Ron Clark described Aurora's behavior with rationing the rice.
Aurora, you're not the rice Nazi.
I thought that's a Seinfeld reference.
I think it is, too. I think he's definitely making a soup Nazi reference there.
In season one, wasn't Kel master of his own domain? Wasn't that a Seinfeld reference?
Kel? That's season two.
Season two. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Why? Because he had the beef jerky?
Wasn't that the urban legend? Am I making stuff up?
Wait, hold on a second. So you're saying that the great mystery of was Kel eating beef jerky or not? You say that, no, not jerky. you say that he was no longer the lord of the manor, the king of the castle. He was not master of his domain.
Am I defaming him for no reason and I'm misremembering things? I don't know.
I mean, maybe that was a cover story. I don't know. I had not heard that one. That's what Kel's cover story was.
It might not be a thing.
I still don't know if his name is pronounced Kel or Cal. That's the mystery that I'm going with.
Okay. So here we are. It's Festivus, the airing of the grievances. And Akiva, I was just wondering, should we go all out and celebrate Festivus this week on this week in Survivor? Should we air any other grievances? Should we talk about our feats of strength?
We could do that. I feel like you could have asked us before and I would have come up with a lot of grievances. Can I circle back to the master of his domain joke that should have killed, but people didn't know what I was talking about?
Yes.
And I messed up the season. So there's a Survivor Reddit thread that says, is there any precedence of all 11 and under, turn the podcast off for a minute, any precedents of masturbation on Survivor. Wondering if there's ever a couple in a season. The top voted comment is, or maybe it's the most recent, Rob C. said he thought about it at date 33,
whoa,
but he didn't want that to be a Survivor legacy.
Whoa.
But that's not the important thing. Somebody says, I remember reading that Kel got caught with jerky, but he was actually caught doing something else, but they made it more TV friendly. So I didn't make that up.
Okay. I had not heard the Kel thing. When I first came off of Survivor, and I got to start talking to people that had been on Survivor before me, that was one of my questions that I had asked people. And I had heard like, oh no, he really did have beef jerky. That was the story mm-hmm. that I had heard. And they do a very thorough bag inspection before we went to go play in the Amazon. And the reason for that was because that I had always heard that he really did have it. So maybe that's the cover story. That, and mm-hmm. maybe that's the key to a successful cover story, of make the cover story something really embarrassing that you wouldn't want to tell people. But just to close the book on the beef jerky thing, I think he had the beef jerky.
Okay.
Okay, so now everything that's come up in this podcast has been resolved and taken care of, okay? So let's turn back to Festivus and the airing of the grievances. Akiva, it sounded like you had a Survivor grievance.
I mean, I'm sure I have many. First of all, you came up with it. So what's your Survivor grievance?
Well, my of the very, very many, be a lengthy list at this point. I really do feel like that one of the big grievances with the show is just there's just too much in there, and there's too many people, and we're getting to the point where now, like, we got down to 7. And then next week we get down to 6 and it's the finale. And then I was thinking about how in my own season and when I played in the Amazon, there were 7 people left in the game with like 4 episodes left.
Right.
Like there's a lot of the season that gets yada yada'd.
I think that they're too scared to have 3 duds in the finale. And they realize that if you have 5 or 6 people going into the finale, you're guaranteed to have one fan favorite in there, where people could pin their hopes on.
I guess
where they realized. What was the season that they realized, like, hey, yeah, that they can't stick you with 3 or 4 and not have a superstar in there.
It just seems like a huge overcorrection. They had one season where somebody had like the MRSA infection on the beach, and then a lot of people were getting it, and that was sort of like a nightmare situation for a Survivor season. I won't say the nightmare situation for a Survivor season, and it was, I think that was kind of like a black swan event. What are the chances that's going to happen again?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. I think once they do, nowadays, once they do something like that, it's hard to get them to switch back to an old school thing.
Yeah, and look, if that ever happens again, okay, this season of Survivor, here's a twist. It's 34 days. Is it, Jordan? Would that be the end of the world?
If Survivor's 34 days, I mean...
If they run out of people, it's a 34-day season. Who cares?
I mean, I don't think we want a 34-day season. But I agree with your take, though. I mean, I think if we're going to yada yada a portion of the season, it should be the early game, not the end game. I think it's more interesting when we're able to see the dynamics further down the road. And I think like this season's a great example. I mean, we were talking about how great the pre-merge was, and it was a really good pre-merge, but is anyone going to really remember the season for the pre-merge? No, and it's definitely mm-hmm. going to be remembered as one of the weaker seasons in Survivor history. So I think the pre-merge, it's good to have a fun pre-merge, but it isn't as necessary to the overall success of a season as the end game, and I think it would be better if we were going into the finale with like no more than 5 people.
I want to go back to this with Akiva, because it sounds like that he's really poo-pooing my idea of that you run out of people, just shorten the season. You can't do that, Akiva. You got to have now, okay, we're down to, 4 people with 10 days left. We're just going to sit there and watch them.
Yeah, just hang out. Maybe you'll get some good TV. I mean, usually not. There's a reason why shows like this have, Big Brother will have like 11 people left in August, then they won't do the double boot until later.
Mm-hmm.
The more people we have, the more drama there is in the house. Things get very slow on any reality show when you're down to, a handful of people in the house. I don't think there's a problem with it. The show, also, like, if you think about it in terms of days, they do the cycles of three early and two late. So, you know, you're up to day, we're already up to day 30.
I believe it's day 32.
Yeah. So, you know, and there's still seven people left. So you're never going to have like a final, three or four just sitting around on day 34. Unless three people drown or something. Like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, we're not that that far off the schedule in terms of the game, where, there are 7 days left in the game, but, basically like 3.5 hours of the show left to explain what's going to happen the rest of the way. And I don't think that's enough time to really tell the story. Like, all these end games are just so muddled in my head, and I go back and I watch them over and over again and talk about them, and just the end game is just, so blurry in terms of, how it gets reported to us. And in the Amazon, for instance, that Alex got voted out at 7, and I think that was on day 30. So, it's not like that we're that far off in terms of, the days. It's just, the episodes of television, but this is, maybe this is a nitpicky thing, Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, I would, well, like I said before, I would like to see the end game, more fleshed out in the edit. And I think you're right. I think when we look at some of these seasons, it's hard to even remember what happened in some of these finales. And I'm someone who writes Survivor trivia questions. So when I'm looking back at these old seasons, I have more memories about the finale episodes of the first 10 seasons than I do of the most recent 10 seasons. So I think you have a point there.
So, Akiva, just to go back to the Festivus Survivor metaphor, I mean, I do think that Survivor really does incorporate all of the key elements of Festivus between it. Like we saw, there are many airings of the grievances on the Survivor. There are many feats of strength, and often a poll is very much incorporated into these challenges.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
So it really is, very compatible with Festivus.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other Seinfeld Survivor crossovers. I mean, Jonathan Penner was on both shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to. I don't think anybody else.
That's right.
Off the top of my head.
Yeah. So, all right. Also, that it's also notable, Akiva, since we're talking Seinfeld, that this is also the first season with a member of the, or I was going to say any member of the core four. Elaine is on this season. There was a Jerry in Token Sheens, and also Jerry Manthe.
Jerry Manthe, yeah.
Yes.
Still differently.
Yes. But no survivor George, correct?
Well, there's a Taj Johnson George.
Okay. What, a Chicken George?
Chicken George is Big Brother. And then no Cosmo.
No, or no Kramer.
Yeah.
No Cosmo, no Kramer.
I Googled Survivor Kramer just in case there was a someone with the last name Kramer that were missing, but only Survivor Maryland comes up. I don't think that's canon.
Yeah. Only for Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Survivor Maryland.
Akiva, I know that you and I talk, at least once a week extensively, but we don't talk a ton about Survivor. Do you have any thoughts about the season that you wanted to get out there, or anybody that you're really enjoying this season?
Sure. I have some thoughts. First is, I can't remember a season where I'm more, I don't want to say excited for, but I anticipate more the reunion show more than actually caring about who's going to win. Because I'm super curious how Jeff and Co. are going to handle the whole Dan thing and just everything about the season.
Do you have any theories about how you think it's going to be handled at the finale?
I really have no idea. I don't know. I asked you this off a podcast a few weeks ago, and you had no idea either. I don't know if that's changed, but we don't know if Dan's going to be there, right? And if he is, I don't know. Like, why would he show up just to get berated, right?
I really, based on what we've seen so far, I don't expect a berating to happen, and I kind of feel like that he probably wants to tell his side of the story, and
I mean, he's gonna get booed, I think.
I didn't think about the audience reaction. Yeah.
Unless
terms
they
of
tell
that.
Them they can't. I mean, sometimes they you know if it's a talk show, they sort of tell you when you can and can't cheer. I don't know.
But how do you police that though on live TV?
It's hard.
I don't know. I think that they probably, you know, usually with the exception of that Survivor All-Stars finale, which was at the Madison Square Garden, I feel like that the audience is, you know, pretty positive. You know, I can't recall a time recently, and maybe you do, Jordan, where anybody got a less than favorable reaction from the Survivor finale crowd.
No, I mean, I've definitely been at viewing parties before, like when they go to a kid in the audience or they go to like, Terry Bradshaw or something, there's some booing in the room that I'm in, but no, not actually in the Survivor finale room.
Yeah. I just suspect that this is going to be like an abbreviated discussion. I don't think it's going to monopolize the finale. I kind of think that they'll talk about the winner, who it's going to be. And then I think that they'll definitely touch on this subject. And then I think it's going to be sort of like yada, yada, yada. Let's talk about what's coming up this spring. I don't think that they're going to really dwell on this a lot at the finale, Akiva.
Yeah. Also, if you know, people who pay close attention to this stuff, the reading of the votes has been happening at about 10:25 the last two seasons. So the reunion show is really a half hour. I think they realize that the ratings really tank once the winner's been announced. So if you could basically make the finale 2.5 hours instead of two, you only have a half hour of weaker ratings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll see exactly what goes on there. Do you have any characters this season that you are especially enjoying, Akiva?
There's two characters in particular I'm very frustrated with.
Yes. Who's that?
Rob and Sandra. Why are they on this season? It's pointless. Like I had no problem with the idea at first, but now thinking about it, we're at the end game. They should have no part in the end game, right? Are they going to hand somebody an idol to start this coming episode? You know, you forget they're there. They haven't been in some of these episodes, except they pop up with their. I do like their comments at Tribal. It is funny what they say and interesting, but is it going to be a big reveal in the finale? Like, hey, they've been watching all the Tribals. I'm sure everyone will be shocked, but who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to like sway people how to vote? Are they going to give them advice? Obviously, you know, I have no idea. They're going to get half the time at the reunion. People are going to be like, hey, do you like Robin Sandra? Well, we got a big surprise for you guys that you're sick of already.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It to me, I thought it wasn't. I wasn't against it. And it may have been more of a one episode type thing. It would be a lot to fly them out. But like, what if I guess you don't build the whole statues, but what if that was a cool reward once for somebody to go there and get an idol from Rob and Sandra? The same way Cochran did it.
Don't know. Why is this still a secret? And how are we doing the reveal? It's day 32. How many people of the seven that are there that have not been to the Island of the Idols? I guess Tommy, Dan, Dean.
That's it.
That's it. I mean,
yeah. Elaine, Lauren, Nora, Janet have all been there.
So, yeah, why are we acting like this is a surprise? And then, what are they worried about in terms of them being hidden at Tribal Council, Akiva? Why do we have to hide them? Who cares if they're sitting there at this point?
It really doesn't matter. It has no impact on anything.
Jordan, how do you think that they will reveal if they do? Or do you think that then they'll just come out at the finale?
I mean, I still think that they're going to play a role at the final Tribal Council. I think they're either going to be revealed that they were there the whole time. They're going to walk out of the little booth and maybe be able to ask some questions in like the jury in the new format of the jury where you know, with like the three segments, or the I shouldn't say catastrophe because we've seen catastrophes and this wouldn't even come close to that. But the what I really don't want to see, and I know what a lot of fans don't really want to see, is the fact that they might be casting jury votes. And I don't think that's going to happen at this point. I would be surprised, but I wouldn't put it past Survivor to necessarily do that. So I think in some shape or form, it's going to be revealed at the final Tribal Council, but I would be shocked. And this has come up before this week and last week on the podcast. I would be shocked if the people who haven't been there don't know about Robin Sandra at this point. I think they have to know.
Yeah. My guess, Akiva, is that the reveal will come after the day 38 immunity challenge, and then Jeff will send them back to the Island of the Idols to go practice their fire making.
Yeah, I do think maybe they take everyone there to see it, the people who have not seen the statues or something. That sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
They did do that with Ghost Island. At the end, they took there where Dominic had to choose his urn, which again was like a dumb thing that they did, but not as dumb as Robin Sander being on this full season of Survivor. But I could see that happening.
Okay. A couple other moments from the episode, which I have not gotten to talk about yet. There was this moment where Elaine first got to find the idol this week. Here was Elaine and her crew finding the idol. Here's a
home.
Very
the Nora scream gets me every time.
Yeah,
I'm so happy that Nora's still in the game, even though she really messed up this week.
Akiva, what's been your take on Nora?
I like Nora. I don't think she's going to win.
Yeah.
But I think she's good TV. Do you think there's a chance we could ever see Nora again?
Oh, as a returning player?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we haven't really done this. You want to rank the returning player power rankings?
Yeah, let's do that.
I think that Nora's number one.
I mean, I would disagree for a reason.
Yes. Who's
that? I think Jeff already sort of said, like, Kelly can come back if she wants.
Well, she can come back if she wants, but I feel
like
she
doesn't want to. I think the invite being out there, I think I would put Kelly ahead of her.
Survivor loves the Noras. How fast did Debbie play again after? She was on 31 and she was back on 34. They love the, you know, Coach played in season 18. They have him back in season 20. You know, Nora, I think, it has the fast pass anytime she wants to come back. I'm sure Kelly, it would be fine to have her back, but I don't think that's like necessarily one that is going to be like, you know, I don't think they'd like build a season around Kelly where they would like, you know, could really, you know, promote Nora as a person, as a personality.
You'd say Nora. You think Karishma comes back?
I think
I'd be surprised if Karishma came back. I would agree that Nora is the number one, also followed closely by like Kelly and Jamal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jamal also really, really a strong choice to invite back. Karishma, I'm not sure that Karishma wants to play again, Keeve.
Yeah, you could be. I mean, listen, people always say that now, but, you know, who knows? Season 44 is a long time from now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're forgetting Elaine also. I could see Elaine definitely playing on an all-star season.
Sure.
I think she has like that widespread appeal. And she's also, you know, I wouldn't say she's playing a great strategic game, but I think she's a pretty good player too, where she has like that combination of character and skill in the game.
No, she's been very good, Elaine, and I could definitely see her coming back. I feel like that with Elaine, I don't know, I thought that maybe like 12 episodes in, though, Akiva, I feel like that we would have maybe, you know, gotten more from Elaine.
Yeah, I think that's true. She's maybe not giving them great confessionals. I don't know why. Maybe it's just not adding up. I agree. We would have, you know, you thought there's a chance. If you had said Elaine is still going to be in the final seven, he would say she's the total star of the season, right?
Yeah, I just expected when we met Elaine in episode one, and maybe she had her best episode of the season in episode one, and you told me, okay, on, you know, December 8th, Elaine is still in the game. I'm saying she's the next Rupert. That she's a huge breakout star of the show.
And she's going to run for a governor as a libertarian. And
yeah,
get less 1%.
She's fine, but I don't think that she's, you know, captured the hearts and minds of America yet, Jordan.
Yeah. I mean, she's definitely had her quiet episodes. I think that she's very good in confessional, though. And when we do see her, she's a lot of fun. But yeah, she hasn't risen to the level of being like a Rupert-sized character or like a coach. Or, I mean, Philip's not my favorite, but he had more of a presence in his two seasons than Elaine has had in hers. Yeah. But I do see her. I mean, I think she is maybe, after Nora, the biggest character on this season. And I could see her being, I think it's going to be hard to like shut her out if she's ever in an all-star season. I think she's always going to be a presence in whatever season she's in. And I think the person that we're sleeping on, though, is Janet. Because,
don't
like, if you go
39.
On social media...
Yeah, that's true. Janet.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Janet is potentially, and deservingly so, maybe the most popular player of the season when you look at Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah. I mean, Janet is really beloved because of the whole situation with Kelly and how she defended Kelly. Personality wise, though, Keeve has is it just on the strength of the Kelly thing?
I'm not sure. I don't think Janet's popped. I also think, by the way, back to Elaine, I do think she had a pretty good episode this episode.
Yeah.
We've talked, you and I, in the past on podcasts about, I've been on podcasts a few times for family visits.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my theory of the person who they think, they save for last the hammer, the person who's usually going to, make Jeff
that was
cry. Elaine.
Yeah.
Well, she did not go last, I believe. I think Dan went last, right?
Yeah. I think that they felt like, having the 13-year-old son, I think, was going to be the
most... At the time, that made sense. That's totally fine. Mm-hmm. Was he really the youngest person? Didn't somebody else's kid come out who was pretty young?
So, I know that Shane's son, Boston, had come. I don't recall how old he was when he went to go and be on the show. So, I trust if they say that the 13-year-old son... I believe Ryan was his name, that he's the youngest person. I'll trust that he's the youngest person.
Shane would have gone nuts on Twitter, right? If they Boston was younger and Jeff got that wrong, right?
It's Boston erasure.
Right. Just to circle back with Elaine also, I think that she's actually been a better player in the game than I think that we might have expected coming into the season, and maybe she's had like some fun moments, but she hasn't been like a total kooky nut in terms of her gameplay. And so she's had like colorful lines here and there, but it hasn't really been like total wild personality.
But I think her best moment was a very subtle moment. It was more social than strategic, when she was able to talk Karishma down from being very angry at the point where Missy was still in the game, and they were able to swing the vote on Missy instead of Tommy. I don't know if that was necessarily
that was
a good thing.
A terrible move.
Yeah. I think it showed good social skill, but strategy wise, I think it left a lot to be desired.
Yeah, to vote out Missy, who was saying, "Hey, let's keep all the women around to keep Tommy in the game," who was one of the four people like, "Hey, let's put all the votes on Elaine this week."
Yeah, and especially when you have Tommy and Lauren, who were so close in the game. If they had voted Missy out there, and then maybe the next vote gone for Tommy and Lauren, I think then you're saying, okay, now. Elaine sort of eliminated a lot of the close pairs because Missy had Elizabeth and Tommy has Lauren, but they're still leaving those two in, who both have a very close relationship with Dan. So I think we're getting to the point now, kind of like a Ghost Island situation, where you have a really tight pair, and it might be too late to break them up unless people really decide they want to make a move.
Just one other Elaine moment from this week. She did play the idol that was found. She told Jeff, just wanted to apologize ahead of time for her idol.
Play it for myself. I'm sorry if it smells like feet.
Kiva, I've never seen Jeff smell the idol once he acquires it from the survivor.
I would pay like $50 to hear Jeff do like a podcast rankings of like the 10 smelliest survivors he's had to put an idol on.
Yeah, I'm sure he couldn't do 50, but he could probably tell you like, oh, the worst smelling survivor of all time was blank.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he should, by the way. I don't think that's nice, but it would be fun.
Well, maybe it depends if it's like a badge of honor for somebody.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, normally you don't go 34 days without showering, so I guess it's not really like a repeatable offense for most people.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of survivors that would really like embrace that. Like I could see Rupert or Russell maybe like really, owning that.
Yeah, Russell was told he smells, so, he might have the champ.
I think the issue was, though, that he did not like the water, according to Sandra.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you need to shower, so it's a little tricky.
he didn't like being in the ocean. So there you go. All right. Let's turn to the Survivor social media as we continue to talk this through. Is there anything else that you had sort of top of mind, Akiva?
Yeah, but it's not about Survivor, so we could talk about it after.
What is it?
No, I'm joking.
Okay. All right. Because I feel like that I never get a chance to talk to you on a podcast where we can just talk about whatever's on your mind.
You mean like we're too structured normally?
No, not at all. All right. So there you go. All right. Before we get into talking about the tweets, I want to talk about a new sponsor here on Rob's podcast. And this is a really good one. Okay. There's a new app. It's called Fanium. And this is really fun. It's an opportunity for fans of reality TV to be able to win money by knowing how much they know about their favorite shows. There are quizzes for all of these different shows, Kiva, including Football Night in America currently. All you do is you get the Fanium app and you can be winning money if you get the most correct answers about your favorite shows, including Survivor. I actually played the Fanium quiz for this last past episode and I came in second place, believe it or not. I was one question wrong away from winning this week's prize of $150. So check that out.
Yeah, not the first time you've come in second place in the Survivor quiz this season.
Heyo. Can I finish? Do you mind, Jordan?
Okay.
Please, if you're going to interrupt, don't make fun of me. Very sensitive. All right. Anyway, so check it out. Some of your favorite former Survivor contestants are playing along on the Fanium app. You can check in on the leaderboard to compare scores with your friends to see your name at the top, and you can win real prizes. There's up to $500 in prizes a day. All your favorite shows are on Fanium. Play today and give to your TV watching experience some more excitement. There's no other reality show predictions game like Fanium on the planet. Use promo code Rob to get into exclusive games that give you a better chance of winning. Start playing Fanium right now and bring some extra excitement into your television watching experience. Download Fanium in the Apple or Android App Store and use promo code Rob to get into exclusive games that give you a better chance of winning. I came in second out of like 82 people, Jordan.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and bring in the Survivor social media segment for this week and a new beautiful jingle from our own Jacob Sager Weinstein.
Tweets, baby, tweets.
Say that grievances air.
Like, the whole rap industry is just Kanye West will not return. I've got 100 problems. That makes me one better than Jay-Z. But does anybody ever talk about Slim Shady?
Tweets.
There you go.
Very creative. I think that Jacob Sager Weinstein has done a good job, like going out of the original format of the Tweets Baby Tweets song, and I like it. I think he's done a great job.
Yeah, he's done a good job there. Okay, all right. Kiva, this weekend was the big Survivor holiday party. Do you feel like should the Survivor alumni have allowed Jordan Kalish to attend the holiday party?
Where was it?
New York City.
No. Why would he be like, what is what is special about Jordan that he should be allowed
to go? An alumni of that. First of all, he's played with Andrea on Fake Seasons.
Okay. But then where do you draw the line? Like, everyone who played on Survivor Philadelphia gets to go? Like, just everybody?
Hey, they had a couple of the cast members from Survivor Philadelphia were there.
They did. Two of them that played.
Amanda Rabinowitz?
Look,
it's Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz to you, buddy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I will say this. Look, it looked like it would have been a great time, but like, I have no business being invited to the Survivor holiday party. I'm not a CBS Survivor. I'm a Survivor Brooklyn South, which doesn't even have episode Survivor, which I love. I love the game, but yeah, no real business being invited to this. Even though if I was, 100% would have been there. Probably would have been a great time.
Okay, Jordan, where would you have rather been this weekend? At the Survivor holiday party in New York City or at Foxwoods for the Boston Rob meet and greet and autograph signing?
Is this a one must go?
Well, there's only two.
Yeah, there's only two. I would have rather been at the holiday party. I actually did consider going to Foxwoods, but that's like, it's like a 3-hour drive to go to a meet and greet. It would have been, I think the more fun part would have been hanging out with the patrons who went, as opposed to meeting Boston Rob, who I have met before and had a great time with at Run It Up Reno. But I mean, that's going to Foxwoods 3 hours away, and I would have been able to hang out with some patrons there and say hi to Boston Rob. But then there's a 40-minute train ride into Manhattan where I could have like hung out with 40 survivors. I think that would have been the better choice.
Okay. All right.
No offense to Boston Rob or Johnny Lou is getting a lot of shout outs this week on I think Alicia Rosen was there.
A lot of people were there.
Rob, I also think like you're joking about Survivor Brooklyn. They wouldn't have let like a Survivor Australia or Survivor South Africa person in there.
You don't think they would have? Oh, they
no, no way.
Yes, they would.
It's not canon.
Nicky Danza's in New York. They're definitely letting him in there.
Yeah.
And
Nicky Danza had plans this weekend. He was at Shannon Gates' wedding this weekend.
Yes. Congratulations, Shannon.
Huge weekend this weekend.
Jordan, you could say mazel tov to Shannon. You don't have to say congratulations.
That's true, mazel tov.
Yes, huge weekend. Also, Karishma's birthday. Happy birthday to Karishma this weekend.
Mm.
So jam-packed weekend all around here with Survivor. All right, let's talk about what's going on. We've got some smoke going on in the Survivor world. Let's open with that. We love talking about smoke between the Survivors. And this one came out of this past week's episode. There was a moment in the episode that we've talked about a little bit on the podcast, but I haven't played the clip yet. Akiva, what did you think of when Tommy closed out Tribal Council, setting up a new segment called Teaching Time with Tommy?
Yeah, I forgot he's a fourth grade teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy,
you think that played better with the fourth graders?
Fourth grade is really young.
Yeah. All right.
I teach K-5 physical education, so I have a class of fourth graders. I think if I ever said this is teaching time with Coach Kalish, they'd make fun of me.
Oh, you need the alliteration.
What if you called yourself Uncle Kalish?
Then they'd be just creeped out.
Okay.
Okay. Here was Tommy closing out the episode. After a wild tribal council, Tommy brings it home.
Jeff, it's teaching time with Tommy. And you got to tell people when they need to know things. A lesson is learned.
Okay. Now, Tommy's gotten a lot of heat for this. I don't want to pile on. That's not what I do here. I don't want to pile on, but can we just listen back? Because I'm trying to understand what he's saying here. Okay, it's teaching time with Tommy. I feel like I'm about to learn a tip, but it sounds like that maybe he's the one that learned a tip.
Jeff, it's teaching time with Tommy.
Like, okay, all right, we're on pins and needles. What is he going to teach us?
And you got to tell people when they need to know things.
You got to tell people when they need to know things. But he was the one that got told something by Dean.
The lesson is learned.
The lesson is learned. It almost seems like, yeah, it seems like that he learned that lesson.
Should be learning time with Tommy.
I think it was more learning time with Tommy. Yeah. Not teaching time.
Not the same alliteration, but it would have made more sense. And yeah, it seems like the thing that I'm surprised they left in the episode.
Yeah.
Nothing against Tommy. Look, I actually think Tommy, you know, He's gotten some shade on social media for maybe not being the most interesting character in the world. I think he's probably playing a fantastic game of Survivor. It seems like everyone wants to keep him around, despite the fact that, at least to the audience, he seems to be such a big threat to win. So nothing against his game. But yeah, I'm surprised that they left the teaching time with Tommy thing in the edit.
Akiva, what do you make of teaching time with Tommy?
I think hopefully it gets canceled.
Don't put it on the wheel or no?
What is he teaching us? You want him to come on Robin Akiva and he's teaching us something?
I think maybe he's just telling us things he's learned. It sounds like. All right.
So now it's confusing. Is it learning time with Tommy then?
We don't know. So Tommy went on Twitter. People were making fun and he tweeted, I heard at Survivor_Reddit. Survivor Reddit should get a different Twitter handle. It doesn't have an underscore, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Just kidding. Just kidding. I love it. It should have more underscores. I heard at Survivor Reddit loves me and my teaching time with Tommy line so much, I had to try it with my fourth graders. They instantly said, please never do that again. So I think I should keep it going. Thoughts? # do it for Reddit. # boring. Okay. So, you know, don't know if he really sticks the landing on it, Uncle Kiwi, but I think that at least, you know, to having fun with it, right?
Listen, I'm sure there's a lot of confessionals that get cut on the they get left on the cutting room floor, and maybe this could have been one of them.
Yeah, not really a confessional, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
By the way, Akiva, when we went to the Jets Giants game, I believe when we were in the stadium, I told you that I saw this outside. there's like a leaderboard for this football game thing. I think it's like a combine thing that they have outside the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And second on the leaderboard was T. Sheehan. And we know that Tommy Sheehan is a Jets fan, right?
Yes.
So I think it was him. I think it had to have been him. But when I took a picture of the leaderboard, like it was in like neon lights, and it didn't show up in the picture. But T. Sheehan was definitely in second place. And
can I have a request?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob, are you going to the finale?
I don't know if I'm going to be at the show.
Are you going to be on the red carpet?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to go to the taping. I haven't decided yet.
Fine, because I was thinking, if you are there, can you solve this and ask Tommy?
Sure.
If it was his name on the Jets Giants leaderboard,
I don't even know what Jordan is talking about, to be honest.
Don't me neither.
I'm just humoring him. I really have no idea what he's even talking about.
Rob, we're gonna get
it's
more
like
emails that we're bullying
stadium.
Him.
I'm kind of in the middle of trying to explain this Twitter thread.
Okay.
All right. But we'll find out. If you could write that out for me, Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll write it as a question, and I'll submit it to you on Twitter or on email or something.
His name is on a leaderboard somewhere.
It's like a leaderboard of like some fan game that you can play outside the stadium. A fanium game that you can play outside the stadium.
Okay, what does he guess right? Is the most things that he's learned?
I think it's like run. I don't know. I don't know what the game is. I didn't see people playing it.
Thought it was like a ball throw game or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was something like that, or like running a 40. I'm not exactly sure.
You know, Sheehan is a very common name, especially with like Jets fans.
Yeah, and T is That's a very true. Common letter also.
True.
T is
a common
letter.
Yeah.
But T Sheehan together from a known Jets fan, that's some evidence right there. I'm like Detective Dean.
Okay.
Rob, what's your least favorite letter out of the 26?
probably Q.
Yeah, Q is not great, that's but I was thinking U is worse because U needs, you know, U mm-hmm. just comes after the Q. It's really doing nothing.
Sometimes Q isn't a word, lowercase, and I don't know if it's supposed to be a Q or a G.
Mm-hmm. J is kind of not a great letter also.
The capital or the lowercase?
Lowercase J is not great.
Lowercase J is not great. Yeah, I don't like it if people don't make the hook on it.
Okay.
What about the I, like the uppercase I and
right,
lowercase
let's keep going,
L look the same? Like Island of the Idols looks like LOL.
Yeah, they should put a serif on that. There you go. All right. So Tommy Sheehan, sort of like, hey, everybody, like, I know nobody liked what I had to say, but he's trying to laugh at it. And so Johnny Fairplay comes in, and he comes in with a steel chair. He says, tremendous, paint emoji, drying, and then has a cup of tea and an eggplant. I'm not sure what he's. Again, I need Allie Lasher to do a proper emoji reading here on this. Paint drying, and then
can we call Allie?
Cup of coffee or tea?
You want to call her and ask her?
No. And then the eggplant emoji. And Tommy Sheehan comes back with, "Hey, I'd rather be called boring than a quitter."
Ooh.
Whoa, that was very sassy response.
Mm-hmm.
That escalated quickly, Jordan.
Yeah, he has a point. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be boring than would you rather be boring than a quitter? I mean, Johnny Fairplay,
I mean, how
yes,
boring?
He did, not, technically didn't quit, but he did sort of quit Fans versus Favorites. But I mean, he's like, you know, he's whatever you think of him, he's still a Survivor legend. And I mean, he was one of the biggest players and has one of the biggest reality TV moments of all time. So I don't know if that's true. I mean, I think Tommy is playing a great game. I don't know if I don't know if you'd rather be boring or quitter. I'm not sure.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's
so you don't want to be Purple Kelly. You don't want to be a boring quitter. That's the worst.
Yeah, but you know,
or Janu.
Well, would you rather be boring and win, or quit and not win? I think that's probably
boring and win.
You'd rather be boring and win. I mean, if we're just looking at boring, like, would you rather be boring or a quitter? I don't know. You could be a boring quitter too. Like, we've had that before, also.
Yeah. What's more interesting, this conversation or ranking the letters?
No, people love the writing letters. They rewinded that and listened to it again.
Yeah, well, maybe put that on the wheel. Okay. Randy Bailey said, "Hey, at Jeff Probst, extrapolate does not mean dig deeper." This came out of that Jeff said extrapolate.
Elaine, let's extrapolate a little more with
you. What's extrapolate mean?
And Jeff said it means to dig deeper into something. Akiva, who's right on this? Jeff Probst or Randy?
What did Randy say?
He said that extrapolate does not mean dig deeper.
That's definitely not the dictionary definition of extrapolate, to dig deep. There's no digging. I'm looking at the dictionary definition of extrapolate. It doesn't say dig or deeper.
I don't know. At the risk of upsetting Randy, I'm looking up extrapolate. And here's what it says. To extend the application to an unknown situation by assuming that existing trends will continue. So, I mean...
I see Jeff's point. When you're digging deep into something, you could be extending your understanding of a situation. But Jeff's definition of dig deep is always something that's done during a challenge. So I think based on Jeff's interpretation of the phrase dig deep, I don't think it means the same as extrapolate.
Some big news from the mayor of Slamtown. John Morrison confirmed, "I've signed with at WWE. I've never been as good at anything as I am at wrestling, and I can't wait to stand in a WWE ring opposite the most talented people in the business." Akiva, I know you're a big wrestling guy. Any thoughts on the mayor of Slamtown returning to the WWE?
You know, I've been out of the wrestling game recently, but... I mean, I'm a busy guy. I got like four kids and like four podcasts, and I got to talk to you. Like, I don't know. I'm busy. I don't have time for everything. He is 40. Like, I guess this is his last run, probably.
You think so? I mean, I feel like that 40 is young based on some of these other WWE stars that I see.
It is true. But the guys who are like WWE, you're going like 3-4 nights a week. It's pretty rough.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new 30. Where is the new
good
30?
For him. I feel like that's, you know, Survivor is a good boost to get on. You know, to get back into could they have like a John Morrison versus what's the Big Brother guy? He's in the other
Miz?
Rival or not the Miz. The Miz wasn't on
Mr. Spectacular?
No, well, Mr. Spectacular. I don't think he's really working.
Well, how many Big Brother guys are in wrestling?
Yeah, the other guy, Austin. Austin is
Judas?
No, he has like a big character in AEW now. He's like a big deal.
Okay. There you go. And then Jordan, I have one for you. David Sampson yes. of Survivor Kagyan tweeted this week, "The best part of the Yankees signing Gerrit Cole, if it happens, will be next October when they don't win a World Series and everybody cries about them not having enough pitching. # wait to see."
You know, it's interesting to hear what First Boots have to say. I think if we sign Gerrit Cole, we have a great chance of winning the World Series. And David Sampson, he's out of baseball at this point, right?
Yeah. I believe he's commenting on baseball.
I'm always curious to hear what the Florida version of Jeff Wilpon has to say about things.
Also this week, Monica Padilla... at Monica Padilla 7 walked into Twitter and said, "Haven't watched an episode of Survivor in a couple seasons, and I'm cracking up over that tribal fiasco. Wow. Ha ha ha. But why not Nora? Could someone explain? I haven't been watching." Somebody needs to explain to Monica Padilla to catch her up on this season of Survivor. Keith, you want to jump on that grenade?
Yeah, I'll send her a DM.
The short version, the synopsis. During the loved ones visit, Andy Heron tweeted, "Big Brother 15 winner, Jordan, for you. Just starting # Survivor, me, comma, to Lauren's husband, colon," and then he lists off a number of emojis that were most recently featured in the Sarah Lee SNL sketch. Do you know what I'm talking about, Akiva?
Yes, I did see that sketch.
Yeah. Yes, so that's... Andy Heron had that at the ready. And Davey Rickenbacker tweeted out that he had a game that he was trying to get going on Twitter. He said, okay, sure, I'll try one. Name something Jeff would say during Survivor and sex. Happy White Rice Wednesday. And then people were giving Davey a bunch of Jeff Probst quotes that would be appropriate both on Survivor and also in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. What was the best one?
There was a lot.
Let's extrapolate this.
There was a lot, and a lot of familiar names here of people that I know. So you can go ahead and read that one for yourself if you're interested to know what Davey found out from the people on Twitter. Okay?
Hmm.
Okay. All right. So there you go. Check out at iTweetDavey. For that, including a couple of Dr. Mike entries also. He's going to, Dr. Mike's not going to miss out on that one.
What do you think about the Twitter handle, iTweetDavey? Can he punch that up a little?
I think it's fine. I mean, okay. I think it's a little confusing because he doesn't tweet Davey. You can tweet Davey, but look, I understand what he's going for.
He says his Instagram is I am Davey, which is very good. That's much better.
Yes. It's actually very confusing that he's at iTweetDavey, but he's changed his name, his display name on Twitter to be IG:IAmDavey. Mm-hmm. So I'm very confused about what I've never seen anybody make their Twitter name that their Instagram name is something else.
Yeah, that is. Listen, if you want to be on Twitter, stay with the rest of the ugly people like us on Twitter and don't promote your Instagram. You could be Instagram or Twitter. You can't be good at both.
All right. So we are going to get into the This Week in Survivor History quiz in just a moment. Akiva, are you excited?
Yeah, I have never done this quiz before.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard it every week hundreds of times, and I think that Jordan brought his quiz to Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, and I loathe the questions. I just detested like some of the joke answers so much. So hopefully he's learned his lesson, and there will be all the answers of the multiple choice
We'll see, Akiva. We'll see if there are any joke answers this week based on your reaction from the last time I used joke answers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So before we get to that, let me just take a moment and thank our other sponsor here today. And those are our friends over at betonline.ag. Of course, they are the presenting sponsor of the Podcast One Sportsnet Challenge, where I am taking on the other Podcast One host to try to win $5,000 for the charity of my choice or of the winner's choice at this point, because it's starting to look pretty evident that based on if I was going to extrapolate the standings, it does not look like a baby boy is going to be winning the Podcast One Sportsnet Challenge, but it doesn't mean that it's not fun to follow with hashtag Sportsnet Challenge on Twitter. If you want to jump into the conversation, it's December. Every game in the NFL means that much more. All is on the line for the playoff implications. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One, betonline.ag, to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account. Make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% sign up bonus. So much going on in week 14. Can you believe it? Houston is going to be at Tennessee. The Rams are at Dallas. Dallas seems like they could shake off that big loss this past week. Buffalo is going to be at Pittsburgh. Indy is going to be at New Orleans. Visit betonline.ag. Don't forget about your promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% sign-up bonus. That's at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Twish.
Okay. All right. Akiva.
Mm-hmm.
This is so exciting.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm so happy you're here on Twish.
Rob, I'm
53 questions about Rob and Akiva need a podcast. No, I was kidding. I have four multiple choice questions, as always.
Yes. I'm trying to have a moment with Akiva, Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Pipe down.
Yes, I've been looking forward to this all week.
Rob, we spoke yesterday, though, for several hours.
Yes, but then I never get to have you on the Survivor podcast. You used to come on the voicemails.
You can invite me whenever you want. Yeah, listen, I don't do the inviting. You're acting like I've been turning you down. You want to have me on voicemails? You could have me on voicemails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We won't release this. I'll come on voicemail.
I already did the feedback show.
Yeah. No, it was Bryce, right? It was very good.
Yes. Yes. A great one with Bryce this weekend, if anybody missed it.
We got to get Bryce on Robin Akiva.
I said that to him on the podcast. He said...
Does he know what it is? Is he up for it?
I think that he sounded... he didn't really, I think, know what it is, but I think that he seemed like...
He likes all the tweets when people tweet it all the time and say, hey, he should come on, and he likes the tweets. I don't know.
The big moment at the Survivor holiday party, which I didn't touch on in the social media segment, was he finally got to meet Cerie Fields.
Yeah, he seemed very touched. He had a very sincere tweet about meeting her.
Yes, and he posted the video, and Cerie, who he one time referred to as Mother...
He should have come when you had the live know-it-alls. He doesn't live that far away.
He usually comes to them. He wasn't able to make it to that. He's usually at every one that we've done in New York, but he was not at the one that Cerie was at. So that's why they had missed each other a number of times over the years. So this was nice that this weekend he was finally able to meet up with her. Mm-hmm. All right. Akiva, do you need to know the rules again for this week in Survivor history?
Yeah, just remind the listeners. I know the rules. Remind the listeners.
Okay, I'll remind the listeners because, yes, Akiva is an expert on the This Week in Survivor History rules. I have four multiple choice questions. You'll each get to answer two of them. If you could go for 2 points. If you go for two, you won't hear the options. But if you're wrong, your opponent has a chance to steal 1 point. But if you do hear the multiple choice options, the question is worth 1 point, but your opponent cannot steal. Then we'll go to a final round in which both players can receive points.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Makes sense.
All right. What are the categories for today?
Okay. The categories that we have to choose from, we have Like a G6, Scumbags, They May Say I'm a Dreamer, and Your Quits Are Trash.
Okay.
Nice. Do you write all the questions yourself, or do you have a team of people, Jordan, helping you?
No, for Twitch, I write the questions myself. When it was a 53-question Robin Akiva Need a Podcast quiz where I had to listen, where there were like six podcasts to listen to, I had a team helping me, but this is all me. I will say on my on the final round, which we will get to, if we get to a tiebreaker, I did have help from somebody within the RHFP community. We'll find that out in a little bit, but for the actual questions,
we have to guess who it was. That's the.
I already know. It's definitely his cousin Ariel. He always asks her. 100%.
We'll see. I will say it's actually not Ariel. Okay. But okay. I will. It'll become clear who the person is when we get to that.
Okay. We will. All right.
So Akiva, you're the guest. You get to choose the first category. Do you remember the categories?
Yeah. Your quits are trash. Let's go with that one because that's the one I remember.
Okay, Your Quits Are Trash. We're going to Survivor Nicaragua. The episode is You Started, You're Finishing from December 1st, 2010, 9 years ago Sunday. Before Nayanka quit the game, to whom did she give her hidden immunity idol?
All right, I'm going to play.
Okay.
You read the choices. Well, I mean, I can't pass
you
to
can't
Rob,
pass
right?
the question. Yeah, you can.
I know, so I'm saying I want to hear the choices. I'm going for
you
one
You want to hear
point,
the choices, so Rob. So you're going for one, yeah. Rob can't steal a point. The choices are... A, Chase Rice. B, Holly Hoffman. C, Sash. D, Baby Rowan, a.k.a. Everett.
Okay. All right. Listen, I don't mind it now because it gives me a 1-in-3 shot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's Holly. I'm going to say Sash.
Sash is incorrect. It was actually Chase Rice, who was maybe the one person out there who was making Nayanka feel comfortable when she was sort of going through some hard moments there on the show, and she gave the idol to Chase. He played it at the final five, but I don't believe it actually canceled any votes. It was just the last time he could have used it. So, Akiva, you start with no points, and Rob, you get to choose the next category.
Akiva, we did the all-time Survivor success power rankings, is Chase Rice at number one yet?
Well, I was going to ask, so I just clicked on him on Twitter. He's got 1 million followers. Is he the only Survivor with 1 million followers?
Only Survivor with 1 million followers.
I mean, Probst doesn't even have 500,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What does the actual CBS Survivor account have?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Oh, you know who else who has 1 million?
Who?
Oh, no, she doesn't have 1 million. Mari Takahashi. She has 500,000.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. She's a YouTuber.
Yeah, that'd be a good podcast. All-time Survivor success power rankings.
Yeah, people would get mad.
So Elizabeth
if they
Hasselbeck
on there.
Not on Twitter? I can't find
no,
her.
No, but that if you are
Twitter.
Mad
we
enough.
We just talked about her on Renat.
No. If you are mad enough to be angry that you're not on there.
Yeah.
And you listen to the podcast. Those are those are two reasons why you should you are not supposed to be if you're listening to this podcast and you're mad about not being included in this podcast power rankings over who's the most successful survivor, you are clearly not the most successful survivor and you don't belong in the top 10.
So you're saying Chase Wright's not listening right now?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. I've never gotten any feedback from Chase.
We could change the name of this podcast to This Week in Chase Rice, and he would not listen to this podcast.
He wouldn't know it existed.
No.
Okay.
So
yeah, I don't think any of the people in it. Actually, the only person in this of the four choices, the only person who's maybe heard the podcast is Baby Rowan, aka Everett, because his parents might be listeners, and I don't even know if that's the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Rob, it is your turn to choose the next category.
Okay.
We have Like a G6, Scumbags, and They May Say I'm a Dreamer.
Okay. The actual Survivor Twitter account only has 578,000 followers.
So he's bigger than the show itself.
Twice as big as the show itself.
Yeah. The show plus Jeff.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, Jordan. One more time.
Yep. Like a G6, Scumbags, They May Say I'm a Dreamer.
So I will say Like a G6.
Okay, we're going to Survivor Vanuatu. Now who's in charge here from December 2nd, 2004, 15 years ago Monday. Who won the car reward, a Pontiac G6 at the Vanuatu Final Six?
Who won the car? I'm going to say... Let me take a shot. I'll open up the door for Akiva to have a guess. Actually, I know you're trolling Akiva by you're gonna have a joke answer for the fourth one, so it'll be a 1 and 3. So, all right, let me hear the choices.
Okay, so we have A, Amy, B, Eliza, C, Julie, D, Alex Chester. Akiva, back to not liking the joke answers now that it is Rob's choice.
Yeah.
There should be a fifth joke answer. There should be four multiple choice. And then, fun fact, in outside America, like in Israel, they call multiple choice questions "Shelot Amerikai." Like, it's like an American thing. Like, we should just not have multiple choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a hot take.
So, my original guess was going to be Amy. I can remember like Julie being on a volcano, though. That I wonder if she got taken along. I'll stick with Amy.
So that is actually incorrect. It was Eliza who won the car reward. It was Eliza who won the car reward. However, she did take Julie and Chris with her on the reward.
Okay, there you go.
I feel like she would mention it more often that she won the car reward.
Maybe she didn't like it.
Also, she lives in the city. Like, she probably doesn't even have a car.
I misspoke there. She took Amy and Chris, not Julie and Chris.
Okay, all right.
So Rob, zero points there. After 2 weeks of mostly going for the going for two for both contestants, very very conservative way to start the This Week in Survivor History quiz. Kind of reminds me of the Jets game and punting on 4th and 5 from the 40-yard line. So Akiva,
it's like you're speaking for all the listeners.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm speaking for the three people on the podcast right now. So, Akiva, we have Scumbags and They May Say I'm a Dreamer.
I don't think statistically it makes a lot of sense to go for the two unless you just know that you know every question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, obviously, if you're like trailing by a big amount, then you go for it. So let's go with...
I mean, I think if you know the answer, I think it makes sense.
Yeah, I guess you already know by then. That's true. Yeah, but if you're not 100% sure, then giving this deal... Scumbags, what's the other one? They Say I'm a Dreamer. Let's do Dreamer.
They Say I'm a Dreamer. Okay, we're going to Samoa. They're going to Samoa. Off with their heads from December 3rd, 2009, 10 years ago Tuesday. After a day of chicken-related drama, who did Shambo visualize being voted out in what she referred to as a clairvoyant dream?
Give me the choices, please.
Okay, was it A, Dave Ball, B, John Fincher, C, Laura Moret, D, Eric Tomlinson?
I don't think it was Dave Ball. I want to say Laura Moret. I'm going to say Laura Moret.
So Laura Moret is incorrect. She was actually not even around anymore at
it
this
was
point.
Dave Ball,
it was
right?
Dave, yeah. It was Dave Ball. Yeah, she got in a fight. Dave Ball wanted to cook the chicken one way. She wanted to, I believe, boil the chicken. And she had a dream. Well, she said she had a dream. Who knows if she actually did, where she called it a clairvoyant dream. And she, I think, said she's had maybe 20 of these in her lifetime. Mm-hmm. Yes. And Dave Ball was the person that she told the rest of the tribe she foresaw getting voted out. But it was actually John Fincher. Who goes home in this episode. So
what was Eric Tomlinson's dream?
Eric Tomlinson's dream was, I think, to make an NFL roster.
Too soon. Too soon.
Yeah. Rob, you get the final question here. Okay. We're 0-0. Scumbags, we're, of course, going to my favorite, Survivor Guatemala. Price for immunity from December 1st, 2005, 14 years ago Sunday. Who was the only player who voted with Judd at the tribal council in which he was blindsided?
Okay.
So not for Judd, but with Judd.
All right. Say it one more time.
Yes. Who was the only player who voted with Judd at the tribal council and in which he was blindsided? Of course, besides Judd.
Okay. I will say that it was... Cindy.
Cindy, you got to risk it to get the biscuit, and you got the biscuit. That is 2 points. Cindy, yeah, she ends up going next at the final five. You know, I think a lot of people attribute her getting voted out to not giving the cars away, but she may have been the next one to go anyway. Potentially, it could have been Danny, and that would have changed the whole game. But yeah, Cindy was the only one who was not in on that. And Rob, you take a 2-0 lead, and we're going to go to our final round now. And like we had sort of a Festivus themed episode, and I was very happy that Festivus was mentioned in the week that Akiva was going to be on the podcast. So we have for our final
amazing,
game is called
Akiva.
Yeah, I think it's you know, pretty good. Rob, sometimes people say like, oh, well, that happened, and it's related to the person who's on the recap this week. Did you plan this? Did you know the Festivus reference was coming, and that's why you invited me on? That's why you beat me in the game and I lost the bet and now we're here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a long game.
I mean, unless we like scrambled to book you after Wednesday night, which was not the case. It would have to be like Karishma would have to like message me and say, Rob, I had this killer confessional. I said that Nora is gonna do grievances. It's like Festivus around here. It's gold. It's gold, Rob. They're gonna use it. I guarantee you. Book Akiva. None of those things happen.
Okay.
Karishma had more important things to worry about this week, like getting voted out in her birthday.
Yeah. And if I'm Karishma, if I give that confessional, I think it was a great confessional. For me, it was one of the highlights of the episode, but I wouldn't even think that it would be used, like, because mm-hmm. it's a very famous reference from the most famous sitcom of all time, but I feel like they don't really do that many pop culture references on Survivor, so I'm really happy that this one got in. Yeah. But anyway, Akiva, this is not Conspirapod. Akiva has been on the schedule for this week for like, what, 4 weeks or something? 3-4 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Should we have, if we do any Curb podcast, should we invite Karishma? Do we have an open invitation if Karishma wants to talk to us?
Is she a Curb person?
I don't know. I thought so.
That it was Chelsea from this season that said like her
Chelsea,
hero
you're
was
right.
Larry
you're
David.
Right. Yeah. You're right. You're right. I thought maybe it was both Karishma.
I mean, that she might be, you know.
Is Chelsea invited to on the Curb podcast?
If she wants to come on, you know, I don't really love a lot of guests for those podcasts because I feel like they're kind
of
long enough.
I mean, I'm famously anti-guest.
So it takes you and I 2 hours to get through talking about an episode of television. So, you know, I'm open to it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody would actually listen at that point if we got a guest.
You guys should. I'll listen if you guys do a full week by week recap of the new.
Wait,
Curb
someone
season.
Would listen. What? Who are you throwing shade at there?
I don't know how well listened the Curb Your Enthusiasm recap.
Oh,
were.
I thought you were talking about like Robin Akiva. I'm like, oh, that's crushing the game.
No,
oh,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
The Curb podcast nobody listens to. Yeah. That's just for us.
Yeah, we already do a podcast that's just for us.
Yeah. Fair.
Anyway, final round of the This Week in Survivor History game. We have the feats of strength, and what the way that this game is going to work. I am going to read a Wikipedia synopsis of a challenge from This Week in Survivor History. I'll tell you what season it's from. I'll tell you how many people were left in the game. And I'll tell you if it was a reward or immunity challenge. You have to tell me who won the challenge based on the description. So Akiva,
actually,
since you were
it
losing
was
here.
Perfect, Jordan, that we also had Elaine's feats of strength in this episode.
Play it for myself. I'm sorry if it smells like feet.
Yeah.
The feats, if I get it. I get it. So I'm going to read the description of the challenge. Akiva, you have to start by giving me a number from 1 through 4. And by the way, in the final round, if you get a question wrong, you cannot gain any more points in the game. Meaning, so Rob has a 2-0 lead, which means that if you get this wrong, you lose the quiz. So choose a number from 1 through 4.
I'll do 2 in honor of the worst human being on the planet, Derek Jeter.
Okay, I disagree, but we're going to Survivor San Juan del Sur. This is the final 8 reward challenge. Each round, the castaways would be asked a series of questions about any player who reached the merge. The castaways who correctly answer the question would then chop a rope belonging to another castaway. When a castaway's rope was chopped 3 times, they would be out of the challenge. The last player remaining would win a horseback ride followed by a barbecue and overnight stay at a resort. Who won this challenge in San Juan del Sur?
Who won this challenge? Oh, so you don't tell me who's left.
No, it's the...
Now, this is the last time they did the... This was like the uncomfortable questions challenge?
Yeah.
Yes. So this is the last time they did it, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Missy and Baylor being heavily involved in like the drama of this challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember. I'm guessing that's because they lost. This, by the way, it's on me, right? I'm not just talking out of school.
Yeah.
It's on you, yes.
So who's left? It's Missy and Baylor. Is John Mitchell? How many did you say? How many people were left?
It's the San Juan del Sur Final 8 reward challenge.
Okay. I'm gonna say Natalie Anderson won.
So you should have potentially gone with your gut because the answer was actually Missy.
I'm not talking to you. Well, I heard it.
That was my gut.
Yeah, once John, Alec, and Keith, I believe, were out of the challenge, who were sort of the three who were on the chopping block, everyone just sort of rigged it. So Missy would
Jeff
win.
Was
and
very
Jeff
mad,
stopped,
and then they never
Jeff
wrote
stopped
back.
The challenge before they had a chance.
Jeff
to do
went Kramer movie phone and said, "You know, we don't have to do this. Why don't you just tell me the name of the person you want to win the challenge? Okay, we don't have to do this."
Yeah.
Okay.
So I lost.
So
give me one question. Let me see.
Yeah, I'll give you one more. Let's
run
let's
up
go
the score.
To,
no, the score's the score's
let's
the
go
final.
To this one.
It was a you know 2-0
win. Two nothing.
I said
score
you're
final.
Running
that's
up
the final.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, it's over.
Is that not actually getting points for this? But we're gonna go to the Gabon Final 7 immunity challenge. The castaways would be asked trivia questions about Gabon. For each question answered correctly, the castaways would earn 1 ball. After 4 questions are asked, the castaways would throw the balls that they won down a hill at a target divided into zones. The castaway who threw their ball into the zone closest to the center would win.
Mm-hmm. I'll just say Bob.
It was Bob.
Yeah.
Bob was the winner of that challenge. He used
give me
his,
a question
his
not
knowledge
about Gabon.
Of physics. Well, you know what? Let's go to this, which would have been the tiebreaker here. We're going to go to our airing of the grievances, mm-hmm. AKA One Must Go with John John. I tease that somebody helped me. I tease you that somebody helped me with these questions. And this was going to be the tiebreaker if you guys were tied after the final round. So I have 4 One Must Go situations. John John selected these. It's all on him. You have to basically, it's basically your knowledge of John John. So I have Akiva, we'll go with you first. Mm-hmm. And again, no points on this, just for fun. So I have I listed out all the eighth placers to ever in honor of Karishma being voted out in eighth place. I made a list of the eighth placers to ever finish in Survivor history. And I did some one must go situations with the eighth placers. So who did John John say must go? This is the Friends of RHAP round. Was it Tyson, Randy, or Andrea Belke?
He definitely said Randy must go.
He did say that Randy must go.
Well, we don't need to play four rounds of the tiebreaker one must go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless
you have John John audio clips telling us the answer.
I feel like a better produced show would have had the John John audio clips. like
John actually was like, "Do you need audio?" And I was like, "No, just give me the answers."
Yeah. Yeah. Incorrect answer. You want the John?
I do have explanations to why he picked each one. Right? He said Randy
must
go.
No, we're not interested.
We got it. We got it.
Okay. Do you want one more?
We'll
of these
take it
or
from
no?
Here,
no more John.
I think we got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't steal our bits.
don't ruin John One Must Go for the next Renap.
Yeah, people want it to be a standalone episode. I think maybe we'll learn.
All right. Jordan, do you have any other questions for Akiva?
Akiva, who was the first survivor you ever followed on Twitter? You don't follow a lot of people on Twitter, which is much easier when I'm playing this game because I don't have to scroll down so far.
The first survivor, it's Rob. Well, I try and keep it under 200, although my sister did take my phone and follow
any
herself.
Any reason under 200?
Yeah, so then I can read my read my tweets without having to like you. You will always say like, oh yeah, I didn't see that tweet because you follow 4,500 people.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you follow 200 people, if you follow more than 400 people, then it's your job. Your job is reading Twitter, or you're just missing a lot of tweets.
Yeah.
So, especially because I sign off 24 hours, for a full 24-hour day once a week. So, not that I'm scrolling through every single tweet anymore, but that's the way to do it. And now, like, anything good that's liked, you get to see anyway. So, half my tweets aren't even people I'm following.
Okay. All right.
The answer is Rob. For a long time, it was just Rob was the only survivor I followed, but now I follow a lot of, like, random people. I don't know.
Yeah, you're correct. And the first non-RHAP host that you followed was Max Dawson, actually.
Oh. There you go.
What, is this like a regular segment or are you stalking me?
No, this started with Nick Adanza like a couple of years ago, and then ever since we have played this game.
Yeah, but this is probably usually segment. Rob. I don't know what's the upside to this segment, Rob?
It was funny the first time we did it with Nick Adanza
because
then we talked about how Nick Adanza follows J-Lo, and that was very funny.
Really, okay, more interesting question, honestly, I know that there's a Survivor podcast, would be who's the first person that you ever followed?
Well, that's actually how it started. And we found out that Nick Adanza, his first follow was J-Lo, as he's a big J-Lo stan. But then it turned into which Survivor did you first follow?
Yeah.
Yeah, my first person was Bill Simmons, but I think I accidentally clicked unfollow and refollow one, so he's not at the bottom of the list.
Yeah,
I feel like I've heard you say that on a podcast before. I think
what did he say that made you unfollow?
No, sometimes he accidentally like click the button and then you have to re-click it quickly.
Yeah,
but he's no longer in the bottom of the list.
When did you join Twitter, Akiva?
I joined Twitter, let's go to the old about a month too late to get at Kiev, and that's why I'm at Kiev 26. May 2009. So
okay, yeah, you're right there.
10 and a half years.
All right, congratulations on 10 years on the old Twitter.
Yeah, I had a student tell me I had to join Twitter who was like a computer geek when I was a high school teacher. Mm-hmm. He was like one of the first people on. And then I checked recently. He hasn't tweeted in like 9 years.
Yeah.
So I guess he got bored of it. He was like the first person on there.
Yeah. I beat you there. I got there January 2009.
Mm-hmm. That would be a good segment.
April 09?
May. But Jordan, that would be a good segment if you could read everyone's first tweet who comes on the show. There's a site that gets that, so you wouldn't have to scroll down.
No, I know. I it's like the advanced search, but I
know Jordan doesn't want to do the work.
It's a lot of work.
I feel like that's been on a podcast before. I think I've heard this.
Guess what? Every single thing ever has been on a podcast.
No, nobody's ever named a baby besides me and you, Rob.
Sure, but you didn't even name the baby. They didn't name the baby. I don't blame you for that, by the way. That's their
spoilers. All right, we're gonna wrap this up. All right.
Yeah.
Kiva, would you ever come back on This Week in Survivor History?
Next week, I'm here.
No, for real.
I did. I would. I will say I had a lovely time with you two gentlemen. I did tell Jordan last year that I do think you should have like 8 guests a year and then make it like a tournament style, like semifinals and finals.
Okay.
Like the last few weeks should be repeat guests. And so there should be stakes. I like stakes. Like who's going to be the Twitch champion of, you know, 2020, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Big steak.
That makes more sense.
But I like steak, so I'm going to
I knew you were going to play that. Nina, I like that. I
Rob
think that
doesn't
be fun.
Like it, so it's not going to happen.
Well, I think that the part that I enjoy is, you know, the first couple of segments before we get to the quiz.
Oh, so you don't like the quiz?
The quiz is fine. But I enjoy getting to, you know, talk to different people on the podcast and hearing what they have to say about the season.
I guess, right. I guess that would get old. So maybe, I don't know, maybe there would be, then you're talking about two different guests and then Rob's not interested in that. So that's tricky. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would always root for the funniest person to, you know, I'll throw Twitch to get the, you know, funny person to come back on the podcast.
Okay.
That's, yeah, and that's true. Rob is always one of the people in the quiz. So, like, are you going based on points? Like, if you score a certain amount of points, you continue?
No, it's the four people who did best against Rob come back for the semifinals and then the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And they play against each other. Okay. I mean, I see it. I don't know. I haven't really thought this out.
It might not work.
Pretty much the same guests every season. I think that's not real.
That's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
Right. You didn't fill out the sporkle?
You know, this
You didn't fill out the
season,
sporkle of who's Jordan's guest?
There is a sporkle. I made a sporkle of Twitch guests. That was fun.
Did you
really? I have to add you to the sporkle. I did. Yeah, there's a sporkle.
See, Rob, you would see that if you only followed 200 people. You would know we made a sporkle.
I don't think I tweeted the sporkle. I think I posted
it
in
the sporkle.
Off-topic group.
All right. Let's wrap this up. My wife has to go to work. I'm going to get yelled at pretty soon.
Yeah,
so
it must be nice to have a... Yeah, okay. Not going to say it.
Yeah.
My wife is a big Twitch fan. I don't want to upset her.
Both my wife and myself both work, Akiva.
What are you throwing complete? I mean, that's... What the hell? Take that out.
A low blow.
Listen. You've heard of what's it called? Dual income, no kids, they say, right? Like, all right. Well, what about quattro kids, zero income?
All right. Well, Keith, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
No, I'm not offended. Now, listen, I've been having the time of my life. I got like 3 more months before I really look for a job.
All right.
Living high on the hog right now.
All right. Thank you again so much for listening. Jordan, we kid, thank you for all your hard work.
Yes, it's been fun this season. We have 2 more weeks of Twitch.
Who's coming up? Who's coming up on Twitch? Get people hyped up.
Yeah,
we have a great guest. This is the as Akiva said, or as Rob actually said before, we have a lot of repeat guests. This is the person who's played Twitch more than anybody else. We have Megan Z coming on the podcast next week.
Oh, so you're stealing our guests? She's
supposed to be on the mailbag.
Come on,
yeah.
Renap. I'll find out what's going on with the mailbag.
She's been on Twitch more than she's been on Renap. I think you're stealing.
She's never
my
been on Renap.
Yeah, she's never been on.
Yeah,
Renap.
So you're stealing.
She might
my
not,
guess.
Not get invited. Mm-hmm. I think Jay Leno and David Letterman back in the day, Rob. They used to have a deal where it's like if you went on one, you were banned from the other.
Yeah,
for like
but
a
this
year.
Is all one thing. You know. This
yeah,
is
but I still. But that's even worse. It's so incestuous.
If she was on another Survivor trivia podcast, then you know, forget it.
Okay, if she goes on Twitch next week, she's banned from Renap for the rest of 2019.
That's not that long.
No, we'll take her any week we can get her. And then who else is coming up?
I think let's keep that one a secret. Right. We'll keep our finale guest a secret.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Jordan has a big get coming up. All right. Jordan, thank you so much. Of course, you listen to Akiva on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. Akiva is the co-founder of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. Check that out on robiswebsite.com where you can check out our King of the Mats tournament or... You know, maybe you just go back and listen to the game night or...
Yeah, game night, they'll like better. If you've never listened to an episode, don't listen to King of the Mets first.
Yeah.
You should listen to
Robin Akiva, This Week in Robin Akiva History.
Last.
No, we're trying to get them to like listen to more than one. So let's go to game night.
I said this the other week. I listened back to that. I think it's better than you give it credit for. I think it was great.
So you're saying you're a big fan of yourself?
I am, yes.
Okay. I can't listen to my own podcast.
Biggest. Okay. There
no,
you go.
No, it was fine. No, it was definitely better than King of the Mats, the Jordan.
Why did King of the Mats not go well?
No, yeah. It was great. It was it's fine. An all-time
it was
classic.
Fine. It was fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You can listen to Akiva on 32 Fans podcast. Check that out. Follow Akiva on Twitter. He is at Keeve26. And of course, you can check out everything that's going on in our RHAP community when you head on over to our Patreon page to get set up. robhasawebsite.com/patron to get access to our patron only podcast feed and our many patron Facebook groups and much more over at robhasawebsite.com/patron. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.